Exclusive: investigators uncover orgy Virginia official who had sex with 32 different co-workers at Tennessee Veteran Hospital. By Matthew Boyle on December 3, 2024. Several top Veterans Affairs officials in Tennessee resigned as an internal investigation and a broader congressional probe into alleged sexual misconduct intensified, Breitbart News has learned. Congressional investigators discovered that one man who resigned, whose name they would not tell Breitbart News but sources familiar say was a bargaining unit biomedical employee, had dozens of sexual relationships with women who worked at the Mountain Home VA Medical Center in Tennessee. In fact, the congressional investigators told Breitbart News this one man slept with no fewer than 32 different women who worked there. And the man and several of the women bragged about their exploits on an online group forum on a government communication portal that VA officials used to communicate about veteran health care and facility operations. What's more, sources familiar with the congressional investigation told Breitbart News they uncovered that an orgy of at least 12 officials who work at the facility took place. It's unclear at this time whether the orgy happened on government property at the VA facility or off-site. But the mere fact that a dozen of the government workers employed there did this is astounding. Regardless of the location of the orgy, at least two employees of the facility admitted having sex on the grounds of the VA hospital. The fact that the culture would even allow this to happen in the first place is absolutely wild, and it all starts at the top. A senior congressional aide familiar with the facts of the ongoing investigation told Breitbart News on Tuesday. This scandal threatens to upend the closing days of outgoing Democrat President Joe Biden's administration and could engulf senior officials like VA Secretary Dennis McDonough. McDonough was former President Barack Obama's White House Chief of Staff for Obama's second term before Biden later named him to be the VA Secretary in this administration. Former President Donald Trump, now the president-elect again as he won the 2024 presidential election in a landslide, has named former Representative Doug Collins, RGA, to lead the VA in his incoming administration. Collins may find serious issues from the Biden administration to clean up on this front as he takes office after he presumably is confirmed by the U.S. Senate early next year. In addition to the biomedical employee, the man who investigators say had sex with 32 different women who work there, several other officials have also resigned as the investigations have intensified. The director of the Mountain Home facility also resigned, and at least two other employees there have resigned. The story first surfaced in the summer as the House Committee on Veterans Affairs announced through Chairman Representative Michael Bost, REL, sending a letter to McDonough that the committee was investigating the matter. Later, in September, Bost pressed for more information and asked more questions on the matter. Bost wrote to McDonough in September that since his initial letter in July that whistleblowers have been in communication with committee staff and provided further details on the allegations and information regarding additional allegations of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and improper interpersonal relationships at the Mountain Home VA, which facility leadership allegedly did not address properly, that were previously unknown to committee staff. This new information is extremely disturbing and leads the committee to believe there may be a serious culture problem at the Mountain Home VA, Bost wrote. The investigation spans both sides of Capitol Hill, as a local news report from September on the matter noted that Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who represents the state affected by this obviously, was supportive of the probe into the misconduct. The allegations of sexual harassment and sexual assault at the VA Medical Center in Mountain Home are serious and disgusting, and American taxpayers deserve thorough and immediate answers from the Inspector General's ongoing investigation, Blackburn said at the time. This is not the first time the VA has been the subject of scandal under the Biden-Harris administration, and any responsible parties must be held accountable. Congressional investigators are closing in now on more on this, and details are likely to keep seeping out into the public. It's also unclear if this culture of depravity is something that extends beyond this one VA facility in Tennessee to other hospitals and facilities nationwide.